Hello, everybody. Monday, June 6th, 2022. Welcome to another week with the CrossFit Linchpin Private Track. Appreciate you being here. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. If you're just starting out, I think you're going to be really happy with what we do, why we do it, how we do it, and more importantly, the community. People here are fantastic and supportive. So, whether you've been around for a while or if you're brand new, every Monday, in addition to the daily video, I post another video entitled New to Linchpin, Watch This First. If you haven't watched it, new or veteran CrossFit Linchpin member, you've got to. It covers all the details that will let you fully benefit from what these daily videos offer. What's the wildcard option? How is that different than the prescribed workout of the day? I cover that. What's the not for time option? Do we have to do it not for time? I cover that. Accessory work, is it optional? The goal times, are they rigid or flexible? All of that's in the other video. So watch it. You only need to watch it once. Then you'll have the knowledge and you'll get the benefit. So with that being said, watch the other one. Here we go to today's training. So Linchpin is not a strength bias program, nor is it a conditioning bias program. Linchpin is a strength and conditioning program geared towards your long-term health and fitness. And you don't just get strong when there's a barbell in your hand, which is why I don't like to call those days strength days, because you get strong every darn day. Those are heavy days. Today, you could say, is a strength day. Even though there's no barbell, it's a strength day for gymnastics movements. The workout of the day is also our for time or not option of the week. So here we go, we've done this before. For time or not, 100 fantastic air squats, 25 strict pull-ups, 75 air squats, 20 strict pull-ups, 50 air squats, 15 strict pull-ups. What a fantastic day. Last time we did this was on June 21st, 2021. And it's going to be a good one. It's challenging and it's tough, which is why, hey, if you've got to take big sets of rest, but you can do the strict pull-ups, but it's just going to take you a while. That's why it's the not-for-time option. The heck with the clock. Don't run it. Just like on a heavy day, you would allow yourself big periods of rest to truly lift heavy again. Allow yourself the rest you need to truly get gymnastics strong again with every time that you touch the pull-up bar. We've got videos showing the air squat and the strict pull-up, but if you are running the clock, super fitness robot time, 10 minutes or less, more likely upwards of 22 minutes or more. I mean, strict pull-ups are tough. The wild card option for time or not, basically the same deal with the air squats, but instead of strict pull-ups, we're doing kipping chest to bar pull-ups and the numbers are bumped up a little bit. 100 air squats, 30 chest to bar, 75 air squats, 25 chest to bar, 50 air squats, 20 chest to bar pull-ups. We get a video showing that. And if you're not there with the kipping chest to bar, you by all means could do kipping chin over bar if that was appropriate for you. As we say at Linchpin, you're always authorized to modify the workout to make the best decision for you. The heck with ego, make the smart decision every day. Scaled option for time or not, 50 air squats, 25 ring rows, 40 air squats, 20 ring rows, 30 air squats, 15 ring rows. We've got the Linchpin video on how to get a pull-up, as well as the ring row. And I say this once a week whenever ring rows make their appearance. Ring rows are phenomenal. Most people would benefit from having more ring rows in their life. And they're infinitely scalable based upon the angle of your body. You can make them relatively easy to just as hard as strict pull-ups if your body's parallel with the ground and your feet up on a box. Ring rows are tough. If you hear screaming in the other room, it's my baby. She's okay. The limited equipment option. All you need is a pull-up bar, so it's the same as the workout of the day. No equipment option. For time or not, 100 air squats, 1 minute plank hold, 75 air squats, 1 minute plank hold, 50 air squats, 1 minute plank hold. Video showing the plank hold. Accessory work. Optional as always. You never need to do it. If you do, first part is Bulgarian split squats, everybody's best friend. 3 to 4 sets of 8 to 12 reps per leg. Got a video showing that. And then some midline, an either or, not a both. Either the L-sit, accumulate 1 to 2 minutes, or you're going to bear hug a sandbag or a D-ball in a static hold position. Just hold it for 3 to 5 minutes and it'll do the trick. You choose the loading. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we're going to stretch with the chest and pecs, hands behind, and the wall stretch for the leg. Both of those have videos, and that might be my favorite upper body and lower body pairing. Then the day's training ends with the same few phrases that end every day. We mean them. We hope you take them to heart. Remove ego. Embrace scaling. Be smart. Be safe. Support each other. Have fun. And post your results. And with that, I will see you tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.